lama dhamma chimdhin de dhijin shabha dhachumbha yandabhara dhubhese jabdha dhamma dhavara shabha jidhin jimbha jivandhivya galo jubhara dhamme minam diya dhamma sanghe chimdhin de bhajyava shajya dhubhara chasala chudhu dhavara jivu khanjaya ganyi tsuhu chudham zesa jindhila gumbha dhumbha ne ganyi jidhin dhina chujya Tezekeva chula chasara nanda kunga chudu susa Ishiye jaswa siji lumbo cha chapa chidin sumna lame Vagumbo chani chula chasara chidwa dava chimi Chula chasara dhuntra chula siva suma chinyami Dujin chula chasara Kumbo dushi chidin batam chidin betam Bavu suna yundin jasu shinti shinshila chasara Tabiyanto jatava jukivya nisun lichu chichitu jutan chuchu vashichu chulachu Chane chubya layate labatala shabdu nishinke dambayindichi Nasa jesala chasala jivya chala chasala jidin tera chasala Sumrata dhukhi chasala chachavu patan chela shindu kunje chanye chelu dhupayen
next prayer. Evening after your prayer before. Do not commit any unwholesome action and engage in perfect wholesome action. This is the teaching of the Buddha. No. This way. Look at all the causative phenomena, which includes one's own life. Self, mind, body, all these things. All the surrounding people, the family members, and material possessions, including enemy, friend, strangers, all the objects of six senses. Form, sound, smell, taste, transport. Look at these causative phenomena, like star. including the I, self, aggregates, and the action, object, all these causative, so forth, as I mentioned before, all the causative phenomena, what they are, so what's merely impeded by the mind, what's merely imputed by the mind, came from the mind, merely imputed by the mind, came from the mind, imputed by the mind. And not only that, merely imputed by the mind, which means in reality there is no existence from its own side at all. No slightest even atom of anything, let me say. Here, not only causative phenomena, but any phenomena, permanent, impermanent, any phenomena, has no existence, not even atom, existing, say, from his own side, or by his nature, or truly existent. There's not even an atom of that, no phenomena has. But to our hallucinated mind, everything appeared, everything made real by our ignorance. Everything that was merely imputed by the mind, existing by name, but our ignorance, hallucinated mind, made everything real. Really, in a sense, existing from its own side. So, all made everything false, including the eye, the dweller, all the phenomena. made it to appear false. When it appears to you, everything made false. Something real one existing from the other side. Sky, when you look at the sky, real sky from there. That's the side, a real tree from the side, real road. While you're walking the road, hard road. Not merely labeled road by your mind, but real road, hard, real hard road. Same thing. When you look at the car, not a mere little car, it's a mere little car. So just a second before, a minute before your mind imputed. While you are thinking, it is merely imputed. whenever we're doing conversation, whenever we're talking to somebody, or you're talking to yourself, yourself alone, talking to yourself alone, or talking to somebody. However, 24 hours we're talking, our mind is constantly imputing, making labels. The whole conversation is a label. Whole entire conversation. When we teach, when you teach, or just to, normal, so daily life, when we talk, constantly our mind is labeling, so that's what's happening. And then even that merely imputing this and that. So which means no phenomena exist from its own side. So all the phenomena are totally empty of existing from their own side. What appeared to us, you see, existing from its own side or by its nature, or say, or truly existent. So all these are not true. These are totally empty. So all this made it real like this by our Christian mind ignorance, by the negative imprint on the mental continuum and project all this. Everything that real to say, as I mentioned in the past times. then on this basis, and then all other superstitions arises, anger, attachment, jealous pride, all these negative emotions arises on this foundation, believing everything is true, believing all these false objects, all these things. What appeared existing from its design by its nature or truly existent, inherently existent, or something real. So 100% believe on that, then all the negative emotions arises. But if you think of the reality, the emptiness, if you think of the reality, emptiness, I'm not sure how it sounds in English, but in Tibetan, Tongba Nyi. Tongba means empty. Nyi means only. Nyi means only. So Tibetan, Tibetan is not just Tongba. So that can be confusing, you see. Just Tongba means empty. So they can be confusing. So what defines is not just any empty, but it's just a specific empty, specific meaning of emptiness. So then the word "ni" is added on that in Tibetan, "dongba ni." So that means it cuts all the ordinary emptiness. It cuts empty like space, like the space is empty of substantial phenomena. See. The mouth is empty of tea or your stomach is empty of food or say your purse is empty of money or see. So after spending the purse is empty. Empty of money, see, no, the money is right, empty. So a house is empty of people, a house, you see, there's no people living there, empty. Well, that house is empty, you see, haunted house. No. House empty. Maybe the spirits living there, but no people living there. So, empty house. Anyway, so, Dongba Ni. Ni means it cuts only emptiness. So, Ni cuts the ordinary emptiness, like space empty of substantial phenomena. So all those ordinary emptiness that I mentioned before, you see, house empty of people, mouth empty of tea, so much empty of food, purse is empty of money, what else? Then all these things, you see. And so it cuts this ordinary emptiness, empty of some material or some substantial phenomena. But here, when you say in Tibetan, Dongba Ni, when you add the word Ni, it cuts all this. So, it means one particular emptiness. So it's not empty of some substantial phenomena, but it's So, one in Heart Sutra, in Heart Sutra, when it says, from the empty, from the empty, it doesn't mean from the empty of form. So that's the ordinary empty, that's the ordinary emptiness. So for ordinary emptiness in Tibetan language, it's called Dongba Nichewa. Dongba Nichewa. Nichewa means ordinary. Dongba Nichewa. So there is a prayer, this Lama Tsung, written by Lama Tsongkhapa, you say, Tok Tama, beginning and end. There's a prayer written by Lama Tsongkhapa. There it says, there's one prayer there. So, see, to generate compassion, so to be liberated from two extremes. One is extreme, the samsara, to be free from that. Other one is other extreme is the peace, the nirvana, the liberation from samsara. You see, so to be free from that, the nirvana of the civil path. You see. To be free from that, to be free from these two extremes. So, to be free from, say, the lower nirvana, you see, the liberation from samsara, we need to actualize compassion generated towards all sentient beings. So then, then you can be liberated from the lower nirvana, see, and then enter mahana path, achieve enlightenment. So, now, to be free from the samsara, the other, the, this extreme, extreme is the samsara. So see, then you need to re-actualize the, you see, the emptiness, emptiness. By developing that wisdom, then realize the emptiness, then you can be, liberated from the extreme, the samsara. So, so there is mentioned, Lama Tsongkhapa has made prayer that, to not get, making prayer to realize the middle way view, the right view, you see, to not get mixed up with ordinary emptiness, Kumbhani Seva, see. So that's prayer, is very, very important. Otherwise, if you are what you believe, what you think you have realized, if that is a not middle of view, if that's ordinary emptiness, you know, then you cheat yourself. You see, you never get out of samsara suffering, see, like that. So anyway, so tongba ni, tongba emptiness, and ni only, so that cuts all the ordinary emptiness. Yeah. So it means, so also, you see, for the form is empty. So it's not saying the form is empty of, you see, for example, so this mark's empty. So this mark's empty of this table, you know. This mark is empty of something else, you know, table. It's empty of table, you see. Means this mark is not table, you see. Devoid of table. So, so not saying that way. Not saying this mark is empty. This mark is empty of the mark. Not saying that way. The mark is empty of some other material, flower or table or something, you see, or carpet. Not that. Also, nor this mark is empty of the mark. This mark is empty of mark. So that means, you see, this mark doesn't exist. You know, this mark is not mark. So it doesn't exist. So it's not saying that way. So this mark. So, sorry. My earring came out. So this mark is not empty mark. Like form is not empty form. This mark is empty of. Something which doesn't exist. Something about the mark which doesn't exist. So what's that? It's empty of the, this mark is empty of the, say, real mark. Real mark, what we, what we are the ordinary beings believe, real mark. Appeared real mark. The mark which is merely emitted by mind appeared real and believed true. So the mark is empty of that, which is not true, which is not there. This mark is empty. Empty of what? So the, it's not empty of the mark. This mark is not empty of mark. You know, meaning which is one. But you see, on the basis of the meaning petition mark, which exists, you see, then projected real one. Then believed, appeared in the, believed true. So the mark is empty of that, which, you know, which you can't find if you analyze, can't find that real mark, appearing from the society. So, which is believed and perhaps true, can't find anywhere, neither on the collections of the past of the mark, nor anywhere you can find. So, So everything you see empty, it is empty. Oh, that one is totally empty. So that's real mind. That believes, you see, people believe totally empty, totally non-existent. So that's the Bongba Ni, the very nature of the monk. The total absence of that. That's the very nature of the monk. So that. Oh. So because having realized that, discovered that, that which is the very nature of the monk, that which is total emptiness, you see, of existing problems inside. So then, as a result, then you discover the next, as a result, Mark exists definitely, 100%. I exist. There's Mark. 100%. Exists. But it's what it is exactly, is nothing other except what is immediately, imputed by mind. What exists in my name. what exists in my name. My name, mere imputation of my name. So, So something that unbelievable, subtle phenomena. So that's why some other traditions it is said that some the others they say that all the phenomena are mind. For them, the mark is your mind. The mark is your mind. But when it comes so subtle, unbelievable subtle, what it is, very nature of that, you know, that which exists in my name, made impeded by mind, that, you know, just mind your mind make the label. Just made up the label and believed in that. So it's unbelievable, subtle. So there's nothing there you can find on this. Collections of this part of the mark. There's something that you can find. doesn't it dare to point out the collections of pieces, Mark. So doesn't it dare to point out. So in some presentations, the lamas say it's mind, it's your mind. So say, of course, so of course then say, then of course I think of course I didn't have a experience with debating, you know, you know, somebody who believed that and, you know, debating, see. But I think that many mistakes can arise. Many mistakes can arise. We want to debate. it becomes difficult. For example, when you fell in fire, you see, burning, you know, unbelievable pain and burning. But you stop labeling fire. You stop labeling fire and burn, you see. Start thinking that. So, how does it work? That doesn't help. So while there are so many people get killed in Iraq, you know, so many people get killed in Iraq or whatever country, you stop thinking of that. Stop thinking of that doesn't help. You know, stop thinking that, you know, so many people can get suffer from it. So it's a mind. So you stop thinking. You see. Then how to stop that reality. See. So you're dying. You know, you're dying. And then you see, you try to stop the thought. Dying. And I'm dying. So it's time to stop thought. So that doesn't stop. That doesn't try to stop thinking. That it doesn't stop your death. The reality is happening. So stop thinking. Doesn't stop. No. So stop thinking. Always think I'm young. No. Always think I'm young. Yeah. You never think old. Always think I'm young all the time. that doesn't make go away wrinkles. You know, that think always I'm young doesn't make the wrinkles go away or the hairs become black or yellow or yellow, orange or blue or right, silver. So think always I'm young. You never thought of old, right? You know, that doesn't change the reality. You see? So if it's just the mind, I'm talking here, basically if it's just the mind. So one did some criminal things, then you have to go to prison, you see. Then you stop thinking prison. You don't think prison. But it doesn't change. It doesn't change reality, you see. if it's just a thought, no. So anyway, I'm just it's a debate, it's a discussion, you see. Now to mention, bring up this, you see. You know, you say everything's mind, you see, then what happens? Many mistakes will arise, you see. That Then simply stop thinking of that. You don't think prison, then it doesn't happen. You don't think of the prison, it doesn't happen. See? For example, while the incense, lit incense or matches, you see, fell on the floor, body. So, stop thinking, stop thinking. burned or the fire and burned, you see. So thinking, then that's about that. Doesn't experience pain, but it doesn't happen. See? Anyway, swallow that. So far, same form is empty. Now, from the example mark, the idea of what it means form is empty. not empty of form itself, which means the form doesn't exist. the same form is non-existent. So the form doesn't mean sound. Because the form is empty of sound, so doesn't mean that. So that's ordinary empty. So empty of the real form. See, empty of the empty of the false form. That which is real form in the sense existing from other sides, appeared and believed. It's appeared and according to them, believed is true for that, the end of that. which is the basis the diplomacy to generate attachment, anger, ignorance, all those other negative emotional thoughts are that. So the foundation is not there, you see, this existing from its own side, something real one, existing from its own side. It's not there, that's totally non-existent, empty. So therefore, the attachment, ignorance, anger, jealousy, all those negative emotional thoughts are generated. are generated, you see, on the basis of this hallucination. the real form, in the sense of existing from the side, which is not there. So therefore, all the object of anger, attachment, all these things, they have their own projection. Each emotional thought has its own projection. So it's not true. Yeah. And believed, you see, it's not true. So the object of attachment, what is believed, is not true. Object of anger, what is believed, is not true. thought to harm, object is to harm, doesn't exist, not true. So same all the negative emotional thoughts, is a delusion, although the same, do not exist. What's projected, on the basis of what they are projected and believe. So we have huge piles of hallucinations, with each different negative delusion, you see, projection and belief, you see. So these wrong concepts torture us all the time. Never give any peace, torture us all the time. So the root, the very root, the mother of all this, mother or king, the text is king of the delusion, That is this ignorance. So that constantly tortures. Hallucinate. Constantly hallucinate. Cheat, deceive oneself, yourself, constantly, all the time. From not only from the this morning, not only from the birth, but from beginningless rebirth. So that's how the continuously anyway with that create karma and continuously die and reborn in samsara. Experience all the sufferings of hell, hunger of animals, all the sufferings, oceans of suffering of human beings, oceans of suffering of Surya beings, Asura beings, so that up to now. So they have So therefore, if we don't say, if we don't learn Dharma, if we don't learn Dharma, if we don't realize emptiness, and then we will be taught, we'll be constantly cheated. Oneself will be constantly cheated, deceived by the delusion. By this ignorance, constantly, every second, you know, cheat, deceive, forever, then makes endless samsara suffering, you see, endless death, endless rebirth, endless old sicknesses, old age, death, endless. So all the problems, endless of that. Then cannot help others. You can't liberate others from the oceans of samsara suffering. You can't liberate them. You can't show them path. Can't bring them to enlightenment, which is the main goal of our life, main purpose of our living, to benefit others and the being, and especially not just only cause temporary happiness, but to cause ultimate happiness, liberation from all the suffering and cause, delusion, karma, especially to bring them in full enlightenment. That's the our main, very purpose of our living. So yeah, so we lose that. So therefore, for this being so important to learn Dharma and to study about emptiness and to meditate to realize. So having extensive intellectual understanding, learning about emptiness, so many texts, scriptures, philosophical texts, Buddhism, that alone doesn't cut the root of samsara, the delusion karma. So we have to meditate. What we learned, we have to make familiar our mind. That meaning, so we have to say, what we understood, we have to meditate and to actualize and develop the wisdom. then when we exalted path, wisdom directly pursuing emptiness, then at that time, directly, that's the time, then your mind, which is Dharma, which is the holy path, the wisdom directly preceding this ceases. So the real Dharma ceases, that your own mind, the path, on the path, the wisdom directly preceding this. at the very beginning, there's realization of total renunciation of samsara, total determination to be free from oceans of samsara, which is oceans of samsara, oceans of suffering. And cause karma delusion. So you see, begin with that. So live by that. Then wisdom directly perceives this. So then that time ceases, directly ceases the cause of suffering, delusion, karma. including the seed, the imprint, natural imprint. The cause of delusion, which is on the metal kingdom, that's totally removes that directly. So So when that's completely removed, then we achieve the soul state, total liberation. So the very ultimate nature of our mind, that time, then become, that's the so. This this soul state, the liberation, that. So I actually observe all the phenomena is totally empty, see, empty of existing from the outside, okay? So this is reality, empty of course, empty of all this, or what every day what appeared, something real, you know, made real, made projected or made real by the ignorance, okay, by also ignorance. And then believe that true. So that was it. Then that's how consciously we suffer, consciously die upon experience suffering and samsara. So so therefore now this is what we like must be ask, this is how us we do. For see fast like that, but at the same time, while we while all these things, while our ignorance projected all these phenomena, I actually met real and and believed the true. Something which is not there, even slightest of an atom. But at the same time, Buddha's omniscient mind, the Buddha and the Arhatas, you know, the Buddha, I Bodhisattvas, their wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, that which is the ego post meditation emptiness. See, you know, all this. What is projected by one's own ignorance, by one's own ignorance, or this real and believed and present truth by our by the ignorance, you see. So all this at the same time, so Buddha's omniscience and Arhatas, the Aya Bodhisattvas, the wisdom directly seeing this in whichever the ego post meditation, see all these. They see at the same time, they see, they've, in their view, with the view of that wisdom, oh, that's totally what appeared to us, what we believe, totally empty. Totally empty. In the view of their wisdom, see. In the view of one's own hallucinated mind, they see everything real and exists from the side and believe. See, and it's true. So now the reality is that the view of the omniscience, or the others, I would suppose, you know, what wisdom directly seeing and see. So, in the view of the valid mind, that wisdom, you see, all this. There's no slightest even atom. This is totally empty. So look at all the cultural phenomena, like star means we have mentioned like this, the meaning. So in the daytime you don't see star. You don't see star. What that's sunshine or daytime, see. So so the view of the wisdom, the view of the Arhatas, view of the Buddhas, omniscience, Arhatas, higher Bodhisattvas, and the view of their wisdom, what they discover, is total non-existent, empty. So, like the stars, daytime, you see, once the stars. So, so look at all causal phenomena, empty. So meaning, empty. So you have to visualize what omniscient mind, Arhatas, exalted by the Sapas, whatever wisdom, see. See, all is empty. Yourself, the action, object. All the phenomena, not only cultural phenomena. So I mentioned that. Look at all cultural phenomena, lifestyle. So, sister, see, that I'm so in the view of wisdom, empty. Don't see one single, even atom of true existence. Even atom of true existence. Don't see. All empty. What appeared, so what are our ignorance projected all the phenomena is merely limited. But the mind that projected on that then, our ignorance projected everything that failed and believe true. So, in the view of the wisdom, the Buddha's omniscience, Arata's, Buddha's, higher Bodhisattva's, the wisdom, directly perceive omniscience. So it's very, so the meditation, look at our cause of goodness like star, is very profound. It's an extremely profound meditation. It's so wonderful. So the first word, you know, like star, look at the cause of goodness like star. You know, it's very deep meditation. So you can stay there even hours, days, lifetimes. Mention that. So the next one, look at causal phenomena like the defective view. Defective view means that all this relates to the causal the phenomena projected by the ignorance made real, you see, existing as such. So like defective view. So when your vision is not clear, you see, due to defective eye, then you see, eye senses, and so, sense basis, you know. So then, you see, you have a wrong view, you see, defective view. My hair's falling down, or, you know, say, not clear, you see. Your vision is not true. So it refers to the truly existing phenomena, you see, higher structure. Kama Rabri Manvedan, then, see, the Mar is butter, Me is a flame, butter lamb. So that is dependent on butter, the container, butter, the wax, person who makes it, many things, you see. So that's means the causal phenomena is dependent on arising, you know. Depend on many cause conditions it exists. So shows that thing. ordinary, sure, gross dependent arising. And also another can contain subtle dependent arising, you know, the existing phenomena existing by depending on the base, value base, and the thought which is labels, and the labels here, and that it exists. So the phenomena exists between the base, value base, on which it is labeled, and the mind which is, say mind with labels. So, then look at the causal phenomena like illusion. Again, it's related to the object we repeat the gakcha, the true existent phenomena, action of the order. Then look at the causal phenomena like. Like what to do. So here, it's meditation impermanence. So what to do can be dropped any time. What to do with it on the plant, on the wire, on the plant, so it can be dropped, it can be can be say a diminished or can be any time. So these causal phenomena that which I mentioned before, and can be stopped any time. See. Here is the impermanence. Then it should then a water bubble with the cause of natural water bubble. So again, that water bubble looking at something nice or you know, kind of looking permanent, but it's really nice. However, you know, so easy to be parked, you know, so easy to be stopped. So like that, all the cultural phenomena, including one's life. It can be stopped any time. See, so that so material possession or anything. See, enemy friend or surrounding people, families, whatever. See, it's not permanent. See, so that you won't have every day that material possession or friend or whatever. See, not every day. See, every day. See, not true. that. So then, believing that every day you would have that, I permanent, and then this will have, you see, this material possession every day. So believing that, you know, becomes incredible suffering. So when something happens to that, it gets stolen, broke. So when you see diminished, so when something happens, then be incredible problem because problem why because concept of permanence first, second, you know. Yes, the cause of permanence. Second, you see, attached. First, concept of permanence that you have all the time. Next one, attachment. So, of course, all is based on, all this is based on, you know, real, existing from inside, and a real object, real friend, you know, real, the material possession, so real. My real, you know, based on the object of ignorance, truly, see. So then when you lose, something happens, you know, break or something, other people take away or something. So, unbelievable problem, nervous breakdown or the, if something happened to the friend that you rely on, you see. So with all this projection and the wrong concept, you see. So they totally rely on. So suddenly something happened. Then you see, suddenly something happened. Then you they can't stand, they can't bear. They were crazy. Nervous breakdown or, you see, then, so for example, two old people, you see, the father, when the two old people lived quite a number of years. So when the other companion dies, then the father died, then the mother, many times, dies soon, doesn't, you know, with all this worry, however, there's no supporter, you know, have something in it. So, with all the sadness, all this, you know, die soon. So, the wife died, and the husband died soon, see. So like that, I was all this worry. I mean, has sadness. So all this which caused by this. You see, there why becomes such issues? Should problem in life is because whom you depend on, that person's gone, you see. So because they are, you know, holding the real, you see, ignorance, holding that real existing problem inside, not merely by. Then concept on the basis of the concept of permanence, I will, then you have all the every day. Then otherwise the attachment. So of course, these wrong concepts, they are the problems. So what made the person to suffer so much, you know, when the parents gone, you see, unbelievable suffering. Like, how's it? Like, even the world has so many beautiful things, many beautiful things. But however, you think that you see, now my life is the meaning. So, you know, the world is totally black. Well, for you, become the whole world becomes totally black. Now my life is the meaning. The other person is gone. However, this is what it is. If you analyze, it's all to do with your concept. You analyze. So this is your concept is torturing you. Concept, your concept is torturing you. These wrong concepts. See, concept, permanent attachment, and this ignorance. You know, this the insult, charity, all the torture. So that, then I say, Then look at the cause of things like dream, and sin. That's related to the, related to the object of ignorance. They are, you know, all these things projected real and made it real. What is mere labeled, made it real, not mere labeled by mind, you know, and then believe it true. See, look at all this. Like dream. So they say, so many meaning, not true. Empty. Yeah. Then like lightning. They can hear impermanence. Look at them. The nature impermanence. So it happened, gone. So see nature impermanence. That they do, I say. So when we die, your own body they cherish the most. Your own body they cherish the most, and also family members, you know, all the material possessions, house, property, cars, all the things, how much one own and one has. So all this when we die, all this like lightning, you had all this, but it's gone. Next minute, that's what's gone. So like last night dream, all this happened, but it's gone. So that, like lightning, exactly like lightning. So a dark lightning, see things, but it's gone. You can read the lightning, all the things that you see during the lightning. You know, so it's vivid, but it's gone. So, when the death happens, this life, you're a human being, or you had all these things, friend, all this possession, all this wealth. This vivid, you know, this. It happens, but it's gone. So, lightning. So, then like the last one, like clouds. But these cultural phenomena do not last, not only do not last, But they do not last hour, within hour, within minute, within second, within hour, within even a second, it doesn't last. even within second, it doesn't last. It ceases by minute, by minute, second by second, even within second, it doesn't last. Also, what exists in the first second, it doesn't exist in the next second. What exists in the first second, it doesn't exist in the next second. What exists yesterday do not exist today, similar. the conclusion is that to get angry, another to be attached. Nothing to get angry, nothing to be attached to. This is the cutting the cause of samsara, the delusion. Cutting all the problems of this life. Not only to the anger, jealous mind, but also attachment. So it cuts when you meditate, look at the reality. Then look at the clouds. So while you look at the clouds, then it's there, but next minute it's not there. Or while you're looking at the clouds, it's changing. It doesn't last. It's changing constantly. So you are looking at it. So the phenomena is like that. So meditating in the nature of this causative phenomena, general phenomena, the causative phenomena, maintaining the different natures, impermanence and the emptiness. So this liberates us. See, each time we meditate this, it plants positive the imprint to have these realizations. To realize true suffering, true power of suffering, true path, then to have cessation of suffering. So that's what it does to your mental continuum. And then, of course, then with the realization of this, having this. So anyway, what I'm saying, gives us, each time we meditate in their nature, what do you get? Liberation. Total peace right now, right moment, peace in your heart. Peace in your heart. Satisfaction, peace in your heart. Give victory to yourself. Lost delusions. Because you are really, real enemy. Give victory to you, loss on the delusion. cut the delusion. So immediately you have peace. Then ultimate we achieve liberation. Free forever from the oceans of all the sixth-realm sufferings and all the delusion karma. Then ultimate enlightenment with develop wisdom with the support of compassion. Possessed by the bodhicitta and develop bodhicitta, the path method with wisdom. So to be able to enlighten or something. But I don't know. So again, I got distracted.